Tory MP Jacob Rees-Mogg has sparked a row after a video has emerged. This was about 2 years ago he said it. It's obviously emerging in the context now of the ongoing hullabaloo over the Irish border after Brexit. And this video suggests people, it has Jacob Rees-Mogg suggesting people could be inspected crossing the Irish border after Brexit in the same way as during the Troubles. He has not retracted these comments, despite them being made a couple of years ago. The Conservative MP can be heard in footage from the public meeting suggesting the government could keep an eye on the border.
So Ireland would not be a free-for-all. It would be perfectly possible to continue with historic arrangements to ensure that there wasn't a great loophole in the way people could get into the UK to leave us in just as bad a position as we are currently in. Sorry?
So what about the Blue Tunnel that you talked about earlier?
Well, the Blue Tunnel, that there would be our ability, as we had during the Troubles, to have people inspected, that it's not a border that everyone has to go through every day. But of course, for security reasons during the Troubles, we kept a very close eye on the border to try and stop gun running and things like that. It's not inconsistent to have a border that people can pass through, but you're keeping an eye on.
Well, my goodness, despite the fact that those comments were from a couple of years ago, they are eliciting reaction right now, present day. The Irish Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, has hit back saying it's hard to believe that a senior politician is so ill-informed about Ireland and the politics of the Irish border issue that he could make comments like these. We have left the Troubles behind us through the sincere efforts of many, and we intend on keeping it that way too. The Tory MP's comments have been branded pig ignorant by the SDLP. Their MLA, Claire Hannah, is with us this morning. Claire, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry for keeping you, Claire. Obviously, our first story, very important. The former UKIP NI leader, David McNary, with us. Morning to you, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
So, Claire, your reaction to what Jacob Rees-Mogg is saying?
Well, it's just so shockingly ill-informed to be able to invoke the Troubles-era border arrangements that have taken so long to move on from as an acceptable solution in Brexit. But what it does do is that it exposes the lack of any alternative answer, because those of us who have engaged in these issues in a serious way know that if you have both parts of the island outside of one part outside of the single market and customs union, a border is inevitable. And we've had 2.5 years of kind of reassurances and honeyed words from people like the Conservative MPs and Jacob Rees-Mogg. But this is clearly what, in the backs of their mind, they think is acceptable collateral damage to get the Brexit that they want. And I think I assume it doesn't need said how inappropriate and how unacceptable that would be.
If there were to be these type of security checks on the border, how do you think that would go down? What would happen?
Well, the point is, it's impossible. It wasn't possible to do it during the Troubles. And anybody, I think a lot of people like Jacob Rees-Mogg who don't understand the border, and I think he made a brief visit to it for a TV programme a couple of weeks ago, but doesn't realise it isn't one straight line. It is hundreds of kilometres of many, many different crossings. So it's simply not possible to have the level of infrastructure that he expects. And I'm not going to get into a game of speculation and whataboutery and what would people do if it goes up, because it's inappropriate for it to go up. There's a very clear rejection of that as a solution by people here. And the two governments, and particularly the London government, have said very, very clearly that they won't install a government or an infrastructure like that. But now is the time that they need to start putting forward alternative solutions, because they've rejected all of the reasonable ways of avoiding it, like staying in the single market and the customs union.
But when he says people would be inspected, what does he mean?
Well, I don't know what he means. I think that's a dehumanising term for him to talk about people, that they would be inspected like they're some sort of goods. I presume he means they would be stopped and searched and maybe have questions asked about where they're going or what's in their vehicle, the things that happened at the border during the Troubles years.
So if you are a nationalist and you believe that you're travelling across the whole island of your country, And you're being stopped and searched and inspected and asked why you're crossing a border where you believe that border shouldn't and doesn't exist. Can you imagine the reaction there's going to be, Claire?
The point is, you're absolutely right, and it would be particularly disturbing for nationalists who may live a more cross-border existence. But I don't want you to peg this as a nationalist unionist issue. Lots of people cross the border for lots of different reasons, who maybe live on the border or who have business or who have other reasons to be in the South. So don't put this just as a nationalist unionist issue or how this affects people's psyche. This would be devastating to all sorts of businesses as well. But yes, it would be absolutely unacceptable to people. But the issue here, Stephen, is the fact that people like Rees-Mogg and very many other extreme Brexiters are so utterly ill-informed because they haven't bothered to inform themselves that they think that this is acceptable collateral damage. So all of the stuff about, oh, we won't let it happen, when you scratch beneath the surface, this is what they think is the solution. So they're not engaging in any more meaningful solution. And the solution clearly is for both parts of the island to remain within the single market and the customs union, and hopefully for all of the UK to do that as well, or else you would face some form of a barrier down the Irish Sea, which is equally unacceptable to many people.
0-30-30-80-55-55. David McNally?
Even the thing is, we have a border. We are two countries, British and Irish. And taking up your point, let me correct you. There is no whole island nationalist country.
Well, there is in the perspective of those who might not agree with your politics.
That doesn't count. Now, I don't, on this issue, I don't know what the Irish want, because it's time they said how they intend to patrol their side of the border. And the reason I'm saying that is they are more than likely to be instructed by Brussels to set up their own border checks and patrols. It's not going to be one-way traffic. The checkpoints and the patrols, they're inevitable in the situation that we see ourselves in today, and hopefully there will be sensible arrangements. I don't envisage, I think people are talking this up, that they're going to rocket-fire checkpoints set up, etc., army checkpoints. I don't really envisage that.
He wants people inspected.
Pardon?
He wants people inspected. That's Jacob Rees-Mogg's solution.
I think
he had an opportunity. Stress, this was 2 years ago. This video was emerged after he said it 2 years ago. But look, he could have clarified that if he's changed his mind. He hasn't done. We've got to presume, unless he does, this is his current strategy for Brexit, that people are going to be inspected at the Irish border.
Well, what is checking? It's inspection. And it's not long ago that the chief constable said that he would need more resources to patrol the border, to safeguard Northern Ireland from undesirables. I don't think he was talking about Republican terrorists blowing up checkpoints. What he was talking about
was
criminals and undesirables we don't want to see crossing the border. So you would be inspected in Rees-Mogg's language, but to me, you'd be checked if you're doing nothing wrong. That's okay, but that's the inevitability. And we need to know what the Irish are going to do on their side of the border, because there's no doubt that Brussels will clamp down and they will insist that there are border patrols on their side of the border,
Claire,
to protect the EU.
I think David's position is very confused here. Have you not been one of the people who were telling us in advance of the referendum, oh, there'll be no border, oh, you're scaremongering, now you're saying it's inevitable?
No, Claire, well, I'm not saying that there'll be...
You said it twice, it's inevitable.
What I'm saying is that as a result of where we are in the discussions over the border, and with Brussels digging themselves in, they're putting the United Kingdom in a position where they're going to have to look at these things. There's no one particularly wants a border. You know, we don't even have a border on the BBC weather maps anymore. Sky doesn't even look to know that there's such a place as Northern Ireland. So there is no border in a whole lot of people's minds, but there is in Brussels. It is Brussels who will insist on the border checks.
None of the fundamentals have changed. The debates that we had, and I had them with you before the referendum, where we said that if one part left, the single market and the customs union borders would be inevitable. You completely denied it. You batted it away. You and other Brexiters dismissed it, as you do many other facts.
The discussion is ever evolving, Claire. That's where we are. We're in a position that, you know, we don't even have an assembly. And I know that you would probably be on the same page as me as to wanting it, but we don't have an assembly to discuss Brexit and the border. There is no local input. We have an absentee Secretary of State, landlord. There are no directions on the border. We don't know. In Northern Ireland, right on our doorstep, we don't know what's happening to our border. And let me repeat,
I agree that it's ridiculous that we don't have the assembly, but you and others said, there'll be no need for a border, you're only fear-mongering. You're now saying it's inevitable. None of the fundamentals have changed. If you're accepting that it was always inevitable...
My argument has always been...
Hold on, David, let's let Claire finish. Hold on.
As you know, this is sort of the point. It was always inevitable, with the argument that the Brexiters, with the fantasy land that the Brexiters were setting down, that there wouldn't need to be a border, but that the UK could be out of any customs union and single market. It was never credible, but we now know that Brexiters think this is an acceptable collateral damage.
Final word to you, David.
The reason Michel Barnier is acting tough and toughening up is that he has one subject to latch on to, and that has been the Irish border, and he is insisting that the Irish will set up patrols on their side of the border. He will impose EU patrols.
Okay.
There has to be a response.
I just need to clarify. Sorry, David is misinforming people, and we had a lot of Barnier...
We're not misinforming anybody.
And we had nothing... This is Project Blame. This is the chickens are coming home to roost on Brexit, because these circles could never be squared, and now it's being blamed on Brussels trying to be tough guy. The fact is these were facts that could never be reconciled, but Brexiters spoofed people for the last 2.5 years if they could.
Okay, listen, David and Claire, thank you very much indeed.